We're here at the Supper Club. It's the Bondage Dinner. And I'm here sitting between Mistress Alyssa and a man that is wearing a full body latex fox suit. And your name is... Your name is Smash? And you said sometimes he doesn't use human words.
He actually prefers to not use human words. It's his animal form. And when he's in his animal form and he doesn't have any thumbs, he speaks using the natural language, which is whatever animal he is, so the fox.
That's so awesome. Okay, so you're a fox right now. Uh-huh. And how does it and you can sometimes use human words just for when we're on the radio. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
Oh, awesome. Okay. So what is it like to be a fox?
I could turn off the rest of the world and just be a fox. Animals have a much simpler existence. All they do is eat, sleep, and fuck.
And there is something to be said for eat, sleeping, and fucking.
Uh-huh.
And not using your brain.
Yes.
To do those things. Because I think sometimes human beings spend so much time in their head.
I call it paw time. That's why I have paws on. Because when my paws are on, I don't have to be human.
Oh, okay. So he's... Man, look at your paws. Okay, so he's wearing these, like, latex gloves that, like, even have, like, little nubby rubber claws on them. And so you only have four fingers right now.
I don't even have fingers. I just have animal paws.
And so you can't really do it. Like, how is he eating right now?
Oh, I fed him dinner. It's just the same as owning an animal. You feed them, you water them, you take them out for a walk, you tuck them into bed at night. You do everything you would for an animal the way that you would for a dog or anybody else you'd own or any pet you'd own.
That's so awesome. And, okay, so what do you get out of that as Mistress Alyssa?
I actually enjoy owning a pet, and he's an amazing pet, and he has all the benefits of having human anatomy underneath his fox suit, so
I know what you're talking about.
Foxes are notoriously slutty, and so he's actually trained as being a slutty sex slave. He is my sex toy. He's my living sex toy, so I've trained him that way, and I keep him as a pet. I do all the driving and thinking and decision making and tell him what to wear, and you know, I hold the keys, and that's how we operate. And we are extremely polyamorous, and we always enjoy involving other people in our play. Men, women, other animals that are human animals. So,
right. Other animals that can consent.
Absolutely, consent is primary, but foxes are notoriously slutty creatures, and have all the finer benefits of being human with a fox on the outside.
That's so awesome. Okay, so as you're here in this fox suit, I mean, is this the only fox suit you own?
No, I have several animals. I mostly identify with canine animals, so some people know me as a wolf more than a fox, but it really depends on what kind of role I'm going to take. Like, if I want to be submissive to Mr. Alyssa, I'm going to be a fox, because that's where my headspace is at. My more dominant side, I'm a wolf.
Oh, interesting. So your different animals have different personas.
Personas, or as some people in the furry world call it, fursonas.
Fursonas. That's so awesome. So as we've been talking, there's a very attractive man taking off his clothes. Did you see any of that? I'm sorry, I was distracting you.
Oh, no. Actually, I saw it, and it was very attractive.
She's a multitasker.
Yes, have to be when you own a very mischievous fox.
Oh, I bet you, yeah. Are you getting into trouble sometimes?
Always. Always.
Wow. So I should describe a little bit of what happens. This guy, very well-muscled, very attractive, could take off his... Like, he just basically did a striptease, but he took off his pants all in one fell swoop. That was my highlight. Because do you know how men, when they take off their pants, oftentimes their ankles get a little kind of involved in their pants, and then they have to take a moment, and... Ooh, there's more clothes coming off now.
Foxes don't wear pants.
Foxes don't have that problem, because foxes don't wear pants. So awesome.
Nope, foxes don't wear pants, and we thank that. Thank our lucky stars that they don't, because that would just be all kinds of trouble. But the reason why he has a bell around his neck is so that I know when he's busy. And if I tell him to do something, I can tell when he's, like, sucking cock, for example. Because when the bell stops ringing, I know he stops sucking, and I have to go correct things.
Oh, and now he's kind of whimpering. does it make you sad when the bell is not, because it's like the bell is telling you if he's being a good fox or not, is that right?
Correct. The bell tells me if he's being a good fox, because he's not supposed to stop sucking cock.
But it's probably very rare that you would stop. I mean, maybe you just, ow. It's really fun that you came in this outfit. I just love it. And the smell of latex is so particular. I bet it kind of has an effect on you.
Yeah, it is kind of a trigger. And, you know, it's hard to explain to other people, but it's like any other fetish, you know, if you have a trigger. And it puts you in your own mental headspace when you smell it, feel it, whatever. To me, it's like a second skin. When I look in the mirror, I expect to see the pointy ears, the muzzle, the tail, sometimes fur. So, you know, when I don't see that, it's not as, I don't know. I just prefer to be in this form. So even
right, it's just not as special.
No, it's just not me. It's almost like I'm wearing something on the inside, on the outside. So when I look in the mirror, I expect to see that, because that's who I am on the inside. It's like the wolf is there, the fox is there, you know. So for me, it's kind of a way to show the world, but wearing my heart on my sleeve kind of.
Oh, I love that.
You know, and some people get it, some people don't. You know, it's each their own. But, you know, that what I like about the Pride weekend is there's a chance for me to actually just be myself around other people. And it's perfectly okay, you know, to come to an event like this and just be me and not have to worry about someone saying, oh, that's freaky.
Right.
You know, and putting me down for it. So.
Well, what I really loved about it is when you came in the room dressed as a fox, like everyone suddenly was paying attention. You know what I mean? Like everyone was like, wow, there's a guy dressed as a fox. And you were like, hey. And even the host, Miss V, was like, oh, that's my boyfriend.
Well, I can't take him anywhere and not stop traffic. So we're used to letting people understand that there are people or animals in this world who just happen to express their inner animal. They just don't run across them very often. So it's what I think Smash was trying to say a second ago was that just like people have gender dysphoria, he has species dysphoria. His soul is that of a canine. He just happens to be in a human body. So by wearing a fox or a wolf on the outside, it's his way of expressing what he's feeling on the inside. So there's a lot of people who are in a similar situation. They just don't tend to be as open and public about it. So species dysphoria, I think, is going to become the next thing, just like gender dysphoria was for a while, and still is. So it's just less accepted. So.
Well, I think it's really special that we have places like this and places like Pride where you can be your canine self.
I sometimes get kind of jealous of people who are transgendered because they have the power in this world to actually make a change. And, you know, if you're male and you want to be female or female want to be male, there are ways of taking care of that. But if I want to turn into an animal, I have to just do it through a costume. And, you know. Maybe someday in the future, people like me will be able to go in some place and get fur and fangs and tails and ears and stuff. But right now, all I can do is wear a costume. So
right.
This is my skin.
Right.
And
so you would actually have a surgery to maybe get some different stuff? Or? Well,
without a doubt. I would do it
really?
In a heartbeat. Yeah. No. I wouldn't even question it.
Wow. Really? Like fangs and fur and the whole everything?
It's who I am.
Wow. How would you feel about that?
Well, I've told him that if the technology ever presents itself, that I would stick by him and I would continue to care for him and love him the same way. And that's something I would support because that's what he wants to be happy and needs to be happy and needs to be himself. So I'd support him in that.
She's a supportive partner. And you, oh, that's so great. Okay, I'm so excited to meet you. I'm so excited. Okay, so your name is Smash, right? Okay, and I actually think that there are some surgeries where you can get, like, fangs and everything, but do you ever have to worry about, like, a real job or anything like that? I mean, do you have to worry about, like, how people perceive you at work?
Not as much as most people do because I have an internet job, so I work in an office with other people who are, in some ways, as species dysphoric as I am. That's how I networked into the job to begin with. And,
right.
And not to mention, I mean, we run several, you know, adult sites through the service I work for. So
nice.
It's like, I don't have to hide who I am among my coworkers.
Right.
You know, they all know I'm here this weekend. So.
That's awesome. So do you guys live in San Francisco?
We live down in Santa Cruz County in the Santa Cruz Mountains. You know, as an animal, it's even though I like to come to the city because there's events like this, I don't know if I could live here. I like being in the forest and the trees, so I live up in the mountains.
Of course, he's not a city fox. You can't be a city fox. That's so awesome. So can you tell us anything else about what it's like to be an animal? I mean, really be an animal? Like, what have you learned about...
Humans are really, really noisy.
Always talking, always thinking, always trying to make a plan that isn't going to work anyway.
Well, we do an event called the Fox Hunt.
With Lillian Hunt.
Yes. And I was the first fox at the first Fox Hunt.
Ah!
And one of the great things that I got to do was sleep in a dog kennel one night at the Fox Hunt.
You wanted to sleep in a dog kennel?
Well, I slept in the dog kennel all night. And
wow.
What I noticed was I went to bed, but there were noises all over. Even this place we were doing, it was way out in the middle of nowhere, and there were noises I could hear till like 2, 3 in the morning. I don't know what time it was because, you know, animals don't really worry about time.
Right.
I just know that it was a really long time before I stopped hearing noises that were made by humans or machinery. And then I woke up to it again a few hours later, and it just kept going, and it was just astounded me that how noisy humans were and how much they actually impact the environment. And as an animal, how much you notice that. Because when you take on an animal role, you start to notice things that, you know, as a human, you just take for granted, or they're just part of your environment. So that's one of the things I tried to take in as an animal, is try to simplify my life, strip all this human stuff away. And in a lot of ways, it's a great way of simplifying things and escaping, especially if you, you know, need to be able to turn the world off for a while, let the stress go away, and recharge your batteries.
Wow, that's so interesting. I mean, there's themes of, like, being overly mental there, like meditation, coming to a place of mindlessness. There's also themes of, like, radical environmentalism.
It's a kind of a mixed bag, and it's just a matter of me following my heart, what feels right, you know? And trying to help other people do that, too. So that was one of the things we got out of the Fox Hunt, was we realized that there's a lot of other people that feel like I do. You know, and we were actually at an animal role play event in San Francisco, and a bunch of us were sitting around, we're all different animals, like, well, what can we do that all of these different animals can do? And everybody at once goes, well, the fox hunt. And we've been doing it ever since, and it's a chance for all of these different animals. There's still not just foxes and the wolves and dogs, there's ponies and birds and snails and snakes, and everybody has this animal inside of them. Even the people who don't actually probably do, they just aren't comfortable sharing it with people. So
I bet it feels so good to finally be able to share it with someone.
It's a liberating thing. It really is.
And there's snails?
What's that?
There are snails?
I was using it for example. I'm sure somewhere in the world there's somebody that thinks they're a snail.
Okay, I mean, just checking.
University of Santa Cruz has a mascot that's a banana slug, so I mean, come on.
That's so awesome. Well, Mr. Solissa, is there anything else that you want to share with us about owning a fox? Some words to the wise, wisdom that you've garnered over the years?
Well, I will say that it's really fun to enjoy animal role play, and I think a lot of people hold themselves back and don't enjoy animal role play because somehow it squeaks their bestiality button. But what they have to remember is that because you're playing with a human animal, it's still a consenting situation like any other BDSM situation. So if you're a non-animal role player and you're wanting to play with somebody who is, as long as the humans consent before the paws and the ears go on and the puppy brain or the fox brain takes charge, go for it and enjoy exploring it. And it's a really awesome way to play. And I think a lot of people hold themselves back prematurely because they're worried about, oh my gosh, it's, you know, a little bit too edgy. And people need to, like, loosen up and just go with it, because everybody kind of has an animal inside, some people more so than others. And I think it would be great for a lot of folks because I think it would be really liberating for them.
Yeah, it's really fun to let your inner animal out to play. And I am going to leave you with your lamb loin, because I'm sure you can't wait to devour that. Thank you very much, guys.
Thank you so much.